with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A drone attack targeting Europe's largest nuclear power plant is raising fears of a potential major nuclear accident at some point. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog condemns a strike on Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant. The facility, which has been offline, is currently in Russian hands, and Russia blames the attack on Ukraine, which has declined comment.
Officials at the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant say the site was attacked on Sunday by Ukrainian military drones, including a strike on the dome of the plant's sixth power unit. According to the plant authorities, there was no critical damage or casualties, and radiation levels at the plant were normal after the strikes. Late on Sunday, however, Russia's state-owned nuclear agency said that three people had been wounded in the drone attacks. The International Atomic Energy Agency says its experts had been informed of the drone strike and that such detonation is consistent with IAEA observations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, after spending lots of time and in some cases lots of money to get a good viewing spot for today's solar eclipse, some of those who flocked to Texas could be somewhat disappointed.
It's sounding like here in Dallas, kind of early morning, we are going to get a very thin layer of high-level clouds come in, but they're thin cirrus clouds, so they're transparent. You can see through them a little bit. They've been describing it like a veil.
Heather Appleby, a Dallas College astronomy and physics professor. While insisting that the war is far from over, Israel's military is withdrawing most of its troops from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. And former President Trump today planning to issue a statement on abortion. Watching Wall Street stock futures lower this morning, the Dow futures are down 19 points. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in this country is going down.
There were approximately 380 clinics doing business in the year 1982. Now there are less than 230. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the decline of abortion clinics for decades, and it has been a steady one. In fact, fewer institutions of any kind are performing abortions in the U.S. these days. However, that fact has to be considered in light of the surge in abortions carried out by women at home using drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Indiana Court of Appeals has given a small victory to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban. A three-judge panel agrees with the plaintiffs who claim that the ban violates a state law protecting religious freedom. However, the decision has no immediate effect on the case, may be challenged in the Indiana State Supreme Court within the coming 45 days. This is SRN News. A landmark asbestos pollution case is going to trial in Montana.
Asbestos victim Paul Resch says he remembers playing baseball as a kid on a field constructed from asbestos-tainted vermiculite. It was shipped by rail from Libby, where he lives, for use across the U.S. as insulation.
Probably everybody got exposed to it in the greater area of that plant and what have you. Railroad tracks, everybody, whenever the wind would blow, it would make a little cloud of dust.
A trial is set to begin Monday in federal court after the estates of two asbestos victims sued BNSF Railway, owned by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Health officials say hundreds of people died and more than 3,000 sickened from asbestos exposure in the area. Attorneys for the railroad deny responsibility. I'm Julie Walker.
The NASDAQ futures are down 1 point. S&P futures off 4. More details at srnnews.com.